We will call to order the Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee for Thursday, July 15th. Can we have some quiet, please? And we will enter into a work session on House Bill 2626, and do we want to do them both at the same time? Yeah, House Bill 2627. The 2626 is relating to tree management, and 2627 is relating to dredging. The have a report from staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. These two bills are back before you this morning. They were here earlier this week. As you recall, 2626 relates to the division of state land contracting with the Oregon Water Resources Institute at Oregon State University to conduct an analysis of dredging on the Willamette River. And House Bill 2627 authorized a pilot study of dredging, which would include spot dredging in two sections of the Willamette River, and requires the a report back to the Legislative Assembly on that pilot study. You have before you amendments to both bills. The amendment to House Bill 2626 is the A3 amendment, which makes the bill permissive in that it doesn't require water resources to contract with the Oregon Water Research Institute, but it allows them to do that. It appropriates $1 and establishes that appropriation so that if funds are available from other sources, the department can come back to the emergency board and request an additional expenditure limitation to contract for that study. The amendment on House Bill 2627 is the -2 amendment, and that also removes the fiscal impact of that bill and permits the Mid-Willamette Valley Council of Governments to conduct a pilot study of dredging on the Willamette River.
Okay. Thank you for that comprehensive report that I heard half of.
Well, let me make sure I understand what we need to do here. And jump in, Rick, if I'm wrong. First thing we need to do is merge these two bills, come up with 2627, I believe, is the appropriate vehicle.
Okay, we need to merge these two bills and to come up with 2626 as the surviving bill. And then we need an amendment to 2626 to provide a $1 appropriation. Is that where we are?
Let me refer to council.
While you're referring to council, I would like to compliment the captain on his, he's a much better navigator than this picture indicates, and this is really only manipulation of the press. He did an excellent job since the time that we're here last, so my compliments to you, captain. We really know the problem isn't just bad. You're just doing an excellent job of marketing your bill, so.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, on advice of legislative counsel, suggested that we adopt an A3 amendment to 2626. We adopt the -2 amendment to 2627, and then we conceptually amend 2626 to include the language from the amended version of 2627.
You got that, Senator?
Yep, Mr. Chairman?
Yep, sir.
Yes, sir.
I certainly am.
First of all, I'd move the -A3 amendment to House Bill 2626.
Sir, I'd move the -A3 amendment to House Bill 2626. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Now, Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt the amendment identified as 27-2 to House Bill 2627.
Senator Hannon has moved we adopt the amendment known as Dash 2 to House Bill 2627. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chairman, now I would move that we take the contents of House Bill 2627 and amend it in House Bill 2626.
Senator Hannon's moved that we take House Bill 2627 as amended and amend it into House Bill 2626 as amended. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I would now move House Bill 2626 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee when we do pass recommendation.
Senator Hannon has moved House Bill 2626 as amended to the full committee to pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. We need carriers on the House side. I think it should be Lane Shetterly. I don't know if Lane is here. On the Senate side,
Senator Yeat,
and Full Ways and Means, Senator Yeat. Very good. We will close the work session on House Bill 2626 and House Bill 2627, and we will open a public hearing on House Bill 3598. Well, we have the Chief
Justice up here on the floor. Well, we did that yesterday. And this one is the staff report. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have in front of you the Dash A6 amendments to House Bill 3598. These amendments significantly change the amendments that were originally sent to Ways and Means, which had a significant fiscal impact to them. And with the chairs and focus, I believe that the Chief Justice and Ann Kitchen are here and would like to testify to the A6 amendment.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if I may, I'm Willie Carson. I'm the Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court, and under some of my work responsibility, engine and defense, we have a very able administrator who I think can go through this material much faster than I. With the chair's permission, I will defer to Ann Christian, who will take us through any questions.
Ann?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Ann Christian. I'm Director of Indigent Defense Services. And quite frankly, Mr. Chair, I believe that we first have to begin by acknowledging that the House bill before you, 3598, for which there are Dash A6 amendments, is a bill of Representative Mannix's that would have, in its original form, created a public corporation to administer in the Indigent Defense System, as you know it, plus the State Public Defender's Office. At the same time, early this session, the Judicial Department, three sessions, filed Senate Bill 66. Senate Bill 66 would have provided for a transfer of the indigent defense function, the trial level indigent defense for juvenile dependency cases, criminal cases, as well as the State Public Defender, to be folded into a public defense commission. That was the Judicial Department's bill, and it is a bill that the Judicial Department has had before the Legislative Assembly, the last six legislative sessions. This session was the first time, quite frankly, that are proposed, the Judicial Department bills proposed bill, received more than a courtesy hearing. And that bill was heard by Senate Judiciary in early January and wound us in referred to Ways and Means that the Jews have recommendations. Since that time, both 3598, which is Representative Mannix's bill, and Senate Bill 66 have been referred to full Ways and Means. Through a number of discussions.
Let me interrupt you. How long is your testimony?
It can be as short as you would.
No, I want comprehensive testimony because this is an important bill, and we have session at 10 o'clock, and there's all kinds of interesting things going on there. So my question to you is, how long is your testimony, what you'd like to give it?
10 minutes.
10 more minutes?
10 more minutes. 5 more minutes.
9 and a half.
Then, Mr. Chair, I appreciate it, and I will keep it to 9.5 minutes or less. I did
want to... comprehensive testimony. I'm not trying to speed you up here.
But I can speed my delivery up. I did want to give the subcommittee some of the history behind the Judicial Department's effort to propose a change for the administration of indigent defense in the State Public Defender's Office. During discussions with Representative Mannix, we have had a couple of different versions. One of the issues that... have been raised as a concern is, of course, the eligibility of an individual for court-appointed counsel. And the Judicial Department, since 1989, has had court staff who review not all of the cases, because we don't have sufficient resources to do that, but the cases that we have identified that we believe are the most likely to be individuals who can go out and, in fact, retain counsel. And some of the discussions with Representative Mannix have focused on the verification program, which I would quickly point out is, in fact, nationally recognized, partially because we started it so early in 1989. The 1-inch fix that members were provided earlier this week would have provided a change to our verification program. Where that proposed change by Representative Mannix is now is within a budget note that staff will be discussing with you, I believe. The bill as it currently is, and I have handed out a section-by-section analysis, it would create a public defense commission, a study commission, I call it, over the next 2 biennium to study a number of items concerning the current indigent defense program and to report back on a number of occasions, both the interim judiciary and the emergency board. And it's a short bill now, 4 pages, the section-by-section summary sets forth what the commission's duties are, and the Judicial Department is quite thankful to Representative Mannix and to this subcommittee and the co-chairs for allowing this to be heard this morning. Thank you.
Great testimony. Let's let Representative Mannix have the rest of your 4 minutes.
Mr. Chairman, what I am trying to do is to at least move us off the dime as to a system that's been on the dime since the 1980s. When I first came in 1989, there were proposals to reform indigent defense. Every session since, they've come up and they've not really moved. It is our gargantuan project. And yes, I even had a comprehensive bill to move us in another direction to a public corporation. This pulls us back in the direction of to a commission within the judicial branch, which would at least provide better oversight. I'd say better in the sense that judges always have to be cautious about how much they stick their fingers into innocent defense, because these are lawyers representing people charged with crimes in front of the court. And the judges can't pry or peer too far, even their personnel can't, because they may be meddling in the case and gaining access to confidential information. This provides an opportunity at least to have a commission which could be set apart, whose staff could then, yes, gain some information about the financing of defense, gain some insight, and try to develop some more efficiencies in that system. It moves us in the direction of comprehensive development of the commission. It does not finalize any action. We're going to have to come back to the next session of the legislature with a comprehensive proposal But it does move us beyond where we've installed that for 12 years, which is, should we do something? And this now says, well, let's get this group together and to come back.
I am going to, if I may, I'd like to ask the Chief Justice a question about the composition of the commission.
Of course. Chief Justice, I've had a sidebar conversation with Senator Hannon, who has a concern about just handing this over to the judiciary without some legislative involvement, and I have a concern about just handing it over to criminal defense lawyers. One suggested compromise as to the composition of the commission would be to say, look, there would be 9 voting members appointed by order of the Chief Justice, but borrowing from models we've used elsewhere, there could be 2 advisory members, non-voting, one appointed by the Speaker of the House from among the representatives, another appointed by the President of the Senate from among the senators, so they would sit in with the commission, they would not have a vote, but then you would have legislative insight and input as you go through this process. Secondly, I wanted to recommend that we...
Let me interrupt you. Is my bill up?
Yeah.
Okay. Quickly.
So the idea would be to modify, add 2 non-voting advisory members. The Capital Planning Commission has 1 senator and 1 representative on it as advisory members. That idea brings in a little legislative insight, which will help, I think, when it comes time to move some of this through the legislative process. The other thing is to try to perhaps move for more non-lawyer members. Right now it says 3 shall not be lawyers, and I just suggest maybe we should say if we have a 9 members, that 4 of them not be lawyers.
Is this a question or a statement?
I'm asking.
Chair Representative Mannix, I agree. The time is for changes you recommend. In the judiciary, we try to involve the legislature because there's very little we do on changing things in our system without involving the legislature. And for the reasons you stated, I think we try on a number of our committees to put legislators on. Number 2, the advisory position is probably a good idea because this will be ultimately, not necessarily in this period, will be a functioning group within the judicial branch, and you had to separate the powers from this. The way you stated it and proposed it, I think we're clean, and I fully support your recommendation.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hannon.
Section 5 of the amendment, then what you're proposing is the commission would, in essence, be repealed effective September 1st, 2003. My question is, how come it's going 2 biennials rather than 1 if it's supposed to be an interim study?
Mr. Chair, Senator Hannon, this was a matter that was discussed because clearly one would like to be able to accomplish business within one biennium and come up with a detailed study. The breadth and of the program, both the State Public Defender and the Indigent Defense Program, and the specific mandate of this bill as far as what the commission has to accomplish with the, and we're so grateful for the potential for funding, but with the limited funding, we want to, I think I can say for the judicial department that it's critical that any change as far as the administration of indigent defense or public defense be successful. We had quickly not a good experience in 1985-1987 with an independent board that took over the responsibility for indigent defense. I think the magnitude and the importance of the subject matter required to biennium, and it has been discussed with staff, she and I.
Well, Ms. Chairman, I really became with I have some serious reservations about this bill because I think upon citing the right case of Brown versus Multnomah, it required all this indigent defense. And we've been in a dilemma ever since. In my 25 years here, we've been trying to get a handle on indigent defense. And it's always somebody else's fault. And it's always somebody who gets the court appointed counsel, shouldn't they have it? And everybody always continues to point the finger at other people. As far as I'm concerned, the indigent defense in my community, they deal with a contract with the State Department of Justice.
and they perform a difficult job under a difficult circumstance. And I have a problem of creating another commission that's going to go on here for 4 years and supposedly come up with recommendations for the next session. If they're going to come up with a recommendation for the next session, then why do they need to exist for 4 years? And so I really personally have some serious reservations with this shared executive against good representatives in Salem.
I appreciate the comment, and I think Representative Mannix just indicated to me that we can cut the time frame down of the study period.
If we need more time.
On those words, I've got two very important bills, including the DEQ bill that's just going on House Floor. So I'm going to recess the public hearing and adjourn the waiting meeting for the committee meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Pleasure, sir.